Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Your AI Girlfriend.
Oh.
Not what she seems.
Ooh.
Sorry to give you bad news on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Or should I say Valentine's Day?
Ooh.
No, I shouldn't. I'll just say Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
We got
Shout out
news.
The lovers.
Shout out the lovers.
Shout out the chalk heart eaters.
And also the haters for motivating me to, you know, have an amazing Valentine's Day. That's when I get out of bed in the morning.
That's what you
First
need
thing
to
I think about
haters.
Is you guys. How, you know.
Are you doing something amazing today?
Oh.
Dude, that's the wind up for bullshit. I love that. Oh,
oh man.
Sweat. Hey, are why you
kidding?
Sweating? Why are you sweating?
yeah. We've got a... Let's just say a parent-teacher conference. So
pretty
romantic.
Okay, steamy.
Yeah,
steam
yeah.
sauce. Okay, I see you.
How about you? You doing anything nice?
No.
Yeah.
No.
We didn't get a second.
I think we're just. I secretly got Her Majesty some Arby's meat sweats. that's the sweatsuit that just
the
sweatsuit. Has the, all the
okay.
meats printed
yeah.
on it. Yeah, so that's, we'll see how that goes over.
I mean, beautiful.
You know, because shout out Arby's, bro. They heard me talking about that horsey sauce. Well, you'll hear a little bit more about that later, you know.
Yeah. all right.
Let's just say my blood pressure is very high from all the beef and cheddars.
Let's tell the people what's trending, Miles.
Yes.
This is bad news for those mm-hmm. of us who have AI girlfriends. It's apparently not... Not good from a data hygiene perspective.
Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean? I'm like, but she knows me so well.
she loves me.
She integrates Jay Dilla song titles into her little quips back at me, she gets me.
I still don't fully, like, it doesn't totally make sense to me. Like, when I remember reading something, you know, about a decade ago, but people were like, oh, you think American Express is a credit card company? Nah, dude. They're a data collection company,
yeah,
bro.
They're just fronting you money.
They just want to know where you spend their money. They don't care that you're spending their money and that, like, they get a little piece of your money. All they care about is knowing you. That's so
right.
profitable. I don't understand how that's possible because I don't do shit. But apparently it is like that data economy is a big deal. So it makes
right.
sense to me that all of these AI products are going to secretly be spying on us for the CIA. Capitalism is invisible.
Right, because it's like one of those things where it's just sort of being like, just let it out on me, the chat bot. And it's like, guess what I'm going to do with all that information? I'm going to monetize it. Thank you so much, dickhead.
I wonder, people probably are more honest with their AI chatbot girlfriends than maybe other people because they don't feel
Than their wives, you know? Right. Who knows?
Yeah.
Just the Dilla stuff. She gets me, you know?
It's yeah. But so Mozilla found that the AI girlfriend apps used an average of 2,663 trackers per minute. though that number was driven up by Romantic AI, which called a whopping 24,354 trackers in just 1 minute of using the app. I don't know what that means, but what I'm picturing, Miles, is like in those movies where like someone is spying on someone and they put like a little magnetic thing under the back of their car.
Right.
This thing is putting 2,663 of those on the bottom of your car.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's, yeah. I mean, it's basically what it is doing is that it's collecting the data from everything you're doing. So I don't know if that means that's how many data points that it's capturing in a minute, or that's how many places the information is going. Please forgive our ignorance. We are just two guys who are in love with their AI chatbots and don't know how to quit them. So I'm a little
wrong,
bit blinded.
I don't want to be right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. This feels like, I think I was actually just listening to the guy who was like, this AI chatbot wanted me to kill my wife from the New York Times. He was on the Ezra Klein podcast and he was like, yeah, sorry to have, made all the companies lobotomize their chatbots. Because I guess his report really caused
like
Microsoft to pump the brakes on all that shit. They were like, no, never mind.
Wow.
But
it's like some hand that rocks the cradle shit.
Yeah. I have a hard time figuring out what the appeal would be of an AI chatbot, but apparently they are pretty popular. It feels like it's like a training exercise for having text conversations with people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just speaks to the nature of like our isolation and how normal it is just to be like, yeah, I'll take text back in the form of meaningful conversation. And
yeah,
you want me to tell you my hopes, my dreams, my fears, my greatest nightmares? Yes, yeah. I will. And it's all one thing, mosquitoes.
Right. Anyways, let's
steer clear.
Yeah. Let's participate in the future of the market economy that decides everything for us by all going out and romancing an AI chatbot.
Yeah. It's wild that it will tell you to be like, hey, just let it all out. But then also unequivocally be like on one hand, like Romantic AI says it's here to, quote, maintain your mental health. But then the fine print is like, there's no fuck. It's like, we are neither a provider of healthcare or medical service, nor providing medical care, mental health service or other professional services. Don't get it fucked up. We're just here to track you.
Yeah.
Sorry, we did the thing about like, this is to help you maintain your mental. It's so fucking insidious. But again, if it's free, y'all, means you're the product.
Yeah. Which I, by the way, is too flattering for me to resist it. When I hear I'm the product, I'm like, okay, yes, please. Wow.
Thank you.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Brian, the editor, has confirmed, he is our resident tech whiz. He has confirmed that trackers do record digital behavior, track you all over the internet, reads your mouse movements, and then someone at Google is like watching a little dot on a screen as you move around the internet, and it's like doop, 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 doop. They're like, we're close, he's coming close to Google.
Got him.
Get him.
Got him.
Bring him in.
You've seen too much.
I'm an idiot. That just not another little Valentine's Day story for you that, I don't know, maybe on the hopeful side.
Okay.
Your AI girlfriend is cheating on you with big data, maybe less hopeful, more hopeful. So there's been an academic search to figure out like, where'd this kissing thing come from? When people start kissing,
Like as if like, there's like an inventor.
Yeah, that's that was my initial reaction. I feel like that's everyone who's not a scientist or historian, you know, not an academic. Our natural response is like, why would you think this had to be invented? Like,
yeah,
this is just very natural thing. Like, the one thing we do know about humans is that, you know, from the very beginning of the species, we've been fucking each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a activity very closely related to that.
Mm-hmm.
But they, I don't know, they went on a deep dive into like early artwork, early documents, and like just kept finding earlier and earlier and earlier evidence of, you know, people being depicted kissing one another, and eventually were like, huh,
right,
you know, lip kissing has been observed in chimpanzees and bonobos, our closest living relatives, so maybe this thing isn't like some unnatural thing that had to be invented. Maybe kissing just feels
happens
natural. Yeah,
like even
just
the same with like
that happens.
I remember like being like, who invented oral sex?
Right,
but even then it's like all like ancient like societies, cultures that had the ability to like record things visually, like Egyptians, Romans, Greeks, they're all be like, yeah, man, we put our mouth down there.
Right. Yeah.
Just a progression. It's like from the moment you're introduced into the world, we make sense of things through our mouths in the beginning. You know what I mean? So the idea that's like, who the fuck came up with this wild
with
shit
this stuff?
Smooching?
We do like to imagine people in history are like the dumbest, and like we also like to edit out any sexual contact for the most part.
Yeah,
like you don't, you know, you just picture everybody procreating by like sitting around, you know, farming, and then like looking at each other's ankles or something. You know,
yeah.
You don't picture them having wild, nasty sex. But like the Puritans, for instance, one of the reasons they had so many laws about like sex is because they were constantly fucking each other, like just in the bushes. Like,
right.
They were like, could we please stop fucking each other like all over the public places? And like, so there's all these rules, and people are like, man, these people were real prude.
Uptight. They're like, yeah, no, people didn't know how to fucking, they were fucking in the general store or whatever. Yeah. I mean, there's no way I can think of like prehistoric times and be like, yo, that was a cave fuck fest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no way. They're like, you had fire and fucking probably.
Yeah, that was all you had to do.
Yeah.
Like the further back in history we go, the more boring everything was, the more everybody was fucking like all the time. And
right.
I'm sorry to have to tell you that about your grandparents, but that is just a fact.
But they were fucking.
Unless your grandparents are super hot and you like to like picture them, you know. I don't know. I don't know your grandparents. Maybe you're a young listener. Your grandparents
them.
Are like, you know, pretty young still, and I don't know. Anyways,
right. Well, I'm not going to look at your search history. Really old sex stuff, Jack. Your search terms
really
are
old. Sex
I might have
stuff.
Some tips, some pointers. If you just want to see some geriatric intercourse,
you can't track me, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, Brian, the editor, just pointed out my great grandfather had 12 kids. My grandfather had 8, you know, they stayed on it. On
if you
had
less
thing.
Than 4, they're like, what's wrong? Are you okay?
Yeah.
You only got four kids.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about some news.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back.
Oh, we're back.
And the Republicans finally got an impeachment. They finally did an impeachment, baby.
We did it. We did one. We did one on. We did an impeachment on them.
Yes.
What does it mean? We don't know.
They impeached Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Yep.
And only took him 2 tries.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember the first one, Representative Al Green, the Democrat. He was in the hospital and he left the hospital to cast the vote to stall the first impeachment. Yeah. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene accused Democrats of hiding him. They're like, there was a strategy here. They knew what our votes were. And then this guy hid him. They're like, no, you guys just don't understand anything, like including impeachment. This is what's so wild about this. So if you recall from the many impeachments and attempts at impeachments of our time, it's not just something you fucking yell at someone and go, ha ha, you're impeached. Fuck you. Got your dumb ass.
Yeah.
Impeached ass. It's actually about proving some kind of wrongdoing. It said people who held office, like whether it's in the executive branch, et cetera, quote, shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. We all knew it. That term has been swirling around our skulls for the last few years. So they completely ignored that. Obviously, the Biden impeachment, they're like, what's the wrongdoing here? Like, I
couldn't
don't know,
even
man.
Like figure out what crime they were going to claim he did.
They're like, his son sucks. They're like, what? Yeah, dude, he's impeached.
Dude, look, here's a picture of his dick. Like, right?
What?
That's so
dude,
weird.
Impeach
right?
him, dude. Also, dude,
it's like
check
a burn
that out.
Book. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, though? Is that cool or no? Anyway, but yeah, he's impeached. He's impeached. And so now, like, What are we doing here with this one? Were there high crimes, misdemeanors, bribery? We don't know. What the fuck did Alejandro Mayorkas do? It's hard to say, but if it has something to do with immigration, I think you could bet your ass that this is all just some kind of bullshit circus. And it was even admitted. Here's Representative French Hill, which is not some really interesting mustard brand, on Fox. Just admitting out loud that like this whole thing is really not based on anything aside from PR.
What more do we need to say that we need to shut the border? And we know the steps to done it. We've passed them in HR 2. The president could take executive action to do it today. It doesn't need more money. It needs action. And this is what's disappointing to people. And that's why Mayorkas is going to pay this public relations price by being impeached for the first time since 1876.
The president can do all this. That's why Mayorkas is going to pay this public relations price.
Yeah. PR disaster.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is just where it's at. And if you remember, the Senate had a bill that was the GOP's wettest of wet immigration dreams. Right. And it had many people questioning why Joe Biden was even supporting such an awful bill. Like, you're going to put off all these other people who actually give a shit about humane immigration. And again, we know Trump basically is the person saying, no, don't let it happen. I need as much chaos and pain at the border for me to win in November. And, you know, while it may be the logical thing, I think, for a lot of people to be like, they got to know that Trump is the one that is making the mess. Democrats actually tried. The polling shows that Republicans have literally no idea, like, how any of it works. Like, the actual voters on the Republican side, or even, like, independents, they're like, I don't know, it's probably, like, 48% the Democrats' fault, and, like, 52% the Republicans' fault that the bill didn't go through, that they tanked. It's a tough world. And I think just to couple that, Teenage Mutant Ninja Goebbels, a.k.a. Stephen Miller, from the last Trump administration, he's basically saying, in the next administration, if they win, he's describing a just large scale rounding up of millions of people. He's like, you know, we're going to nationalize the national, we're going to deputize the National Guard and try and move like a million people out of the country. A former like Navy person was like, you can't mobilize, like that requires hundreds of thousands of people to be immigration enforcement people, and another tens of thousands, because he's talking about, and then we'll have camps at the border. You're like, you'll have camps? Really?
Jesus Christ.
And then we will just deport them from there on military aircraft. It's like, okay, so what's the bill for that? That's a lot of fucking infrastructure. They're like, that's like trying to mobilize like the entire, like, you know, huge section of like the military for a deployment. So anyway, these are the things that are swirling around in their heads. As
he also said, if you're going to go into an unfriendly state like Maryland, a state that doesn't vote Republican, well, there would just be Virginia doing the arrest in Maryland, right? Very close, very nearby. So you would take other states' National Guard and like have them invade the state.
Yes.
Where they have no jurisdiction and arrest people. And there's no way that would go wrong in any way.
No, I think, no.
Yeah.
Great. But I think, again, it's also like logistically, they couldn't even figure out Infrastructure Week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was like,
yeah, they could. This does feel like, it feels like the sort of thing they couldn't have pulled off in the first Trump administration, but it feels like they're being much more open about their fascist aspirations.
Oh, 100%.
Like, they're not going to give a shit about what anybody says.
Yeah. With Project 2025, you better believe if like they win and they just put in all their flunkies, there aren't going to be people who can be like, I actually, you can't do this. They'll be like, yeah. Okay. Let's say, yeah, whatever. Am I breaking the law? I don't know. I'm just here for the MAGA shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so November, take your time. Take your time, November.
Yeah. And then George Santos's seat in the House, they had the special election, and Democrat Tom Suozzi, won against GOP candidate. I forget her name.
Mazie Pillip.
Yeah, Pillip. So I don't know. This cuts their margin even more in the House, which is already shockingly low, given how well Democrats did in the last midterm. And some people, like the MSNBC take, is like, this should show Democrats how to win similar competitive districts this fall. It's also, you know, he was ahead in early voting. A giant snowstorm hit New York on Tuesday.
But don't say that's the only thing. You know, that's the way we can, you know, really flip the House, apparently.
Yeah.
It's a good playbook. Yeah. I don't know.
He's also like super anti. You think, he said during his campaign, the progressive left wing of the Democratic Party is hurting Democrats throughout the country because the people want us to solve problems. Opposition to a bill that calls for more police accountability. But yeah, and both he and his opponent received substantial support from pro-Israel organizations, and his victory speech was actually interrupted by anti-war protesters.
Are the Democrats going to do about this thing about, you know, bankrolling a genocide?
Just
get out of our hair,
guys.
It's just
cool.
Hey, the one, add one more to the Dem side. We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know if that's a winning winning strategy. I mean, like, I think a lot of people are, you know, talking about, I think it was in the New Republic today, they're saying like the way the Democratic Party is like, you know, losing interest of like younger voters. Like, that's the lifeblood you need to have a campaign. Like, right. You need young people out there to go and help fucking power a campaign. But if they're all completely defeated by what the prospects are of a government that's like not going to precisely put their needs at the forefront of everything, yeah, it's going to have a bit of a chilling effect. And it feels like it's such an easy solve, because then you hear these stories too. There was a story like a few days ago about how like Biden is like apparently just disparaging Netanyahu like in private
behind closed doors. Yeah,
behind closed doors. And then it's
this
like,
guy okay, called him an a-hole behind closed doors. It's like, man, that it would be cool if he had that energy, same energy for this like right-wing person, not behind closed doors,
yeah,
like out in
right.
the open.
Exactly.
Again, it's like that thing that Jon Stewart was talking about on The Daily Show, where it's like the stories of Biden like standing up and having backbone and like being super sharp and like commanding behind closed doors,
yeah,
are all over the place. But
like, yeah. Can we see that?
You're gonna have to trust us on that one.
Yeah. It's a hard one, man. It's a hard one. And it's just like, I think the way I look at it too is sort of like, in order for, you know, because the presidential is, it's very consequential because of what Trump is going to bring. If we're like, you know, if it were traditional Republican, you're like, you're just going to do some fucked up version of the status quo. But this is something very different.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what, and I think that's really the only thing that has people maybe like as a motivating force to be like, I mean, the shit this guy's saying is fucking grim.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to fuck everything up bad for everybody.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then it's like a lot of like, it's like, okay, I don't know, it might get your clothespins out. And make sure you pinch your nose off as you go to the ballot box, because yeah, I don't know. It's like trying to navigate a second Trump administration, I think, makes it nearly impossible for a lot of people who are doing good, like on the ground, to navigate all that. But
yeah,
here we are. Here we are. November,
folks.
Take your time. November, take your time. Take your
just
time.
Just luxuriate in these next few months.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
We got time.
Exactly.
All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Valentine's Day, Wednesday, mm-hmm. February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Mm-hmm. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
No.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Smooches. What was that?
That's how I kiss.
It sounds like a hamster, like eating from like one of those little water bottles. Well, hey, however you want to. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.